So for those of you who have not been to one of my channel meditations, my name is Christine Jalbert. For those that don't know me, I am the owner of Higher Self Massage and Healing. And I record these channel meditations and I put them on the website. So if you ever want to revisit them, you can just go to my website under events and it'll have the recording. I don't record anyone's voices without permission, so it's just the channeling. And I never know what's going to come through. It's dependent on what's happening, what you're bringing, what information and guidance messages are wanting to come through for those present. And also for those not present sometimes. And also there's a template that's set in this room. It's a sacred template. And there are, there's energetic things happening. So really just kind of go with your own experience. It may not be all about the information that's channeled. There may be more to it that you're perceiving, getting on your own. Feeling the profound peace that is within. There will be lots of silent spaces this evening. Spaces for the unknown. To allow that which wants to arise within you, the space and the silence, to allow that to happen. Feel the peace within the silence. There will be more silence than usual this evening. That is for a reason. That is with purpose. That is to allow, to facilitate the connection with yourself, making deep contact with yourself, knowing yourself in that place of profound peace, profound silence. Allowing yourself to meet yourself in the vastness of the unknown, the vastness of space that silence provides. See if you you can meet yourself there in the silence. See if you can connect into the morphic field that is in this room, in this space, the tensegral field, where we are all connected to one another. And most importantly, to ourselves. And we are connected to another field as well. Another tensegral field. Actually, in Ecuador, there's another channel meditation group healing happening right now at the exact same time. Just feeling their fields now. So this is actually a sister meditation. So connecting in with that field, that tensegral field, that space of that meditation group healing that's happening right now on another continent. Feeling the power and the unity in this energetic soup. Tapping into the core of the earth. So if you're seated on a chair, feel the soles of your feet connecting in strongly to the core of the earth, as though you have roots that go all the way down through the bedrock into the core. If you are seated on the floor, feeling your sits bones connecting deep down into the core of the earth. If you are laying on your back, feeling as though you have roots coming down through every cell in the back of your body, down, down to the core of the earth. Feel yourselves being held by Gaia. Feel grounded. Feel here now, connected into the depths of the earth. And allow the silence to wash over you. Allow it to lay on you like a blanket. As you connect into the earth, as you connect into yourself. Feel the heaviness of your body. Feel your relationship to silence. Notice any discomfort that arises and inquire, what is the discomfort about, if it's there? Is there a discomfort in connecting with self? Connecting in with your authentic self, who you truly are. Is there fear that arises? Confusion? Is there noise that surfaces? Allow it to bubble to the top and evaporate. Allow the noise to just bubble to the top, bubble to the surface. The thoughts, the voice in the head. The resistance. For what is underneath the noise? After you allow it to evaporate, after all the bubbles that have surfaced have evaporated, diving into the depths of your soul, the depths of who you are. And allow yourself to experience that. Communion. How heavy can you allow your body to get? Can you feel it magnetically pulled into the center of the earth? Can you feel the heavy blanket of silence covering you in profound peace and warmth and comfort? can you crawl into your own cocoon and meet yourself there? Time does not exist in that space. Only beingness in the now, pure presence in the now. Experiencing your life force, the center of who you are. Experiencing your essence in the timeless space within this cocoon of silence, of space, of connectedness. You are becoming the seed, the experience of the seed that germinates within the soil. The who you are has already been determined. You're already energetically wired for that. But it's in this place, in this germination phase within the dark, warm confines of the soil, within this cocoon, if you rather, that you begin to be able to actually experience the who that you are. And in doing so, the manifestation begins. The germination begins, the alchemical process, the oscillation between the divine feminine energy, in other words, in the cocoon, the seed in the ground, the egg in the womb. Being in the black velvet void, and feeling the alchemical process that happens when you bring presence to that place, where you start to experience who you are. And the transition, the oscillation to with the divine masculine energy, the manifesting energy, the two, the divine feminine, the divine masculine, they dance in this place. The space, the divine feminine, providing you access to the experience of who you are. And then the experience of who you are in that divine masculine energetic place where there's a manifestation. See, you become the experiencer and the embodier, oscillating back and forth, the divine feminine, the divine masculine. The divine feminine embodying, the divine masculine experiencing, and the two supporting one another, informing one another, dancing together in this alchemical process. which is gnosis, the ability to know oneself at an experiential level. Feeling a profound peace in this place. And as you are sinking into the core of the earth, into the center of Gaia, as you're in this beautiful, sacred, tender place of the black velvet void, the seed within the soil or within your cocoon, begin to connect through the crown of your head all the way up to the divine, up to your star, your individuation point. Up into the heavens. And focusing at heart center, where the two energies meet. The connection with the divine up through the crown. The connection with Gaia, core of the earth. Feeling those energies as they meet within heart center. Coming home, feeling home. Feeling all of these energies while still wrapped in your cocoon. Allowing the alchemical process of transformation to have its way with you. Surrendering to the depths of the unknown. feel the peace, the comfort, the belonging in the unknown within this cocoon, wrapped in silence, connected into Gaia, connected into self, connected into the divine. It's the perfect recipe for transformation, for awakening, for embodying and experiencing who you truly are. While you're in this place, I'm gonna come around the room and do a little bit of energy work. And if there's anyone that does not want to receive, you can just nod me off. Just really enveloping yourselves in this cocoon. And you can be relishing in the black velvet void, you can feel the peace and the profound bliss of the black velvet void, the divine feminine. Or you can wrap yourself in a golden cocoon, a cocoon of white light. It's really up to you what energies serve you best in this moment. What space best facilitates your awakening, your embodiment process, your experience of true self? You are your own masters. This is your own journey, your own sacred individual path. So feel free to call in any angels or guides that serve you. Feel free to make the environment attuned to yourself in any way you so choose. Calling in the white light from the divine above, calling in the black velvety void from the divine feminine below. In honoring heart center, the doorway to enlightenment, the doorway to awakening, the doorway to embodying who we truly are. not serve, that are not who you are. Just shedding them. Being the snake that sheds its skin. No longer serve. And as you do that, as you release, start to feel your essence shining even brighter, expanding even bigger. No longer constrained by that which it is not. Any heartbreaks, just letting them go, letting them heal, letting them transmute, and allowing that to be fertilizer for that growth of the essence within you. The expansion of the essence within you. Feeling the love seeping into those crevices, those cracks that existed before, allowing the love to heal, to make whole. Feeling your oneness, your wholeness. Abundance of love infiltrating every cell in your body, the fullness of your heart, feeling your purpose as you lie in this cocoon, connecting in with your divine purpose and your soul's longing. Aligning everything in your physical body and your energetic body with your divine purpose. The two, in fact, are one and the same, the physical body and the energetic.
magnitude of who you are, the infinite vastness, the infinite love. Feeling your divine essence expanding and expanding far beyond your body, far beyond this room, beyond this planet. Letting go of the limiting thoughts that keep you constrained. Feeling into the glory of who you are. With loved ones, soul family, people you're meant to walk this earth plane with, those you've known for lifetimes beyond this incarnation. Feel the impact they have on your field. How alive you become when your fields interact. How enhanced you become when you connect with self and with other. For we are all truly one. Feel the fortitude of your soul, the endurance through time and space of who you truly are. How that essential part of you, your divine essence, has never been changed, can never be changed. It is, it always was, it always will be. Feel your ancientness. Your wisdom, far beyond the sands of time. Honoring and respecting your Ancient One, your Divine Essence. Tapping into the pools of wisdom that he, she carries with within. All knowledge is here within oneself. through the heart line, the line, the dimension in which you came through in incarnation on this earthly plane, in this existence, bringing it straight down to be fully here now and connected in now into this earth plane. Into the core of the earth, you belong here too. There's something so valuable, so precious about this incarnation. Why you chose to be here at this time. Again, tapping into purpose, into soul's longing. Feeling the profound joy that you are. And pleasure that is to be had in this incarnation, the pleasure of being alive, the pleasure of your breath, the pleasure of your body. Pleasure of sensations, the pleasure of emotions, pleasure of spiritual connection and experience. You're not separate from pleasure, you are made of it. Experiencing who you are. Spiritual bliss, profound pleasure. Releasing any traumas from heart center, allowing them to dissolve either into Gaia or being taken from you by your guides, or just enveloped in the skin of the cocoon to be dissolved. And as you release these traumas, feel your root coming down stronger and stronger into the core of the earth. It is safe to be here. Find your power coming, connecting down into Gaia. Keep releasing any traumas, any fears, any terrors. Any moments in time where you forgot who you are, where you went into separation from the essence, the divine essence that you are. Releasing those. As you release those, as they dissolve into the cocoon, allow them to be fertilizer for this transmutation process. Feel your connection deeper and stronger into Gaia, into the core of the earth, as you're also connected up to the divine through the crown.
the timelessness, the vast silence, to permeate everything within this cocoon. Allow yourselves to be immersed in the transmuting energies within this chrysalis. Allow yourself to become saturated with silence, saturated with vastness, saturated with peace that comes with the connection with who you are, making deep contact. Become saturated with the oneness of who you are. Saturated with your own essence. And when the time is right, when you feel the transmutation complete for now, allowing yourself to emerge. To emerge from the chrysalis, giving gratitude for the container of transmutation that it is, for how it served you in this awakening process. Allowing the fluids of rebirth to wash over you as you emerge from this chrysalis, feeling yourself wiped clean, emerging brand new, a new life, a new day, a new time. Entering into an entirely new morphic field, an entirely new template, feeling the newness of your skin, your field, your body, your eyes. Have not seen through these eyes before. rebirth. Giving honor and thanks to the chrysalis and everything it held for all of those things that did not serve. All of those pieces that were not in alignment with who you are. Allowing them to be washed away or to dissolve into Gaia. To nurture another awakening process in the future. Making the grounds fertile for this process of transmutation, transfiguration. Open your eyes, and just if you're already laying on the floor, you can stay where you are. For those seated, if you would like to grab a blanket and lay down on the floor, we're just going to allow ourselves to integrate this process.